one of the main rules of basically any sport where there's a net is don't throw it in front of the net in your own zone, and BC did exactly that. Luckily enough, no BU players were in the area to take advantage.
Wow, just about 3 minutes of just unfettered action there, right back and forth. And just a point, Jordan Greenway came out of the box, so it wasn't a game misconduct, just the 10 minutes, and he just skated over to the bench, so he'll see action for the first time in quite a while.
Well, now Carlson will win that faceoff back in the BU offensive zone. Andre will go into the corner. Now O'Regan tries to cycle it. He will skate it behind the net. Couple Eagles trailing on him, and now here comes Carlson, who will grab it over in the corner, looks to center the pass. However, he keeps facing a lot of pushback from Sanford. Now here's Regan, trying to get it up to the defenseman, and that one will be knocked away by Tuck. Tuck, as he races to it, may have a chance. Gets it out for the Doherty. Doherty just mishandles the puck and is unable to get a shot on that. Now a quick turnaround for the Terriers. Here comes Matt Lane, who will hold on as the Terriers get a quick line change. Now here comes fresh legs out on this. A blast from Austin and goes well wide. There's McAvoy, the defenseman, carrying it in, takes a big hit from Sanford, and now that will be controlled by Santini of the Eagles. Matt Lane with a big jump trying to get it. However, that one will fly back down into the Terrier zone. Matt Grizzly, the captain, will carry it across now for the Terriers. Looking, tries to fire one on net, and that'll go well wide. It'll ricochet back into the BU defensive zone where McAvoy is there to recover. Great pressure now. Chris Callen trying to push on him. And here comes Travis Jake. Takes a big hit on McAvoy. And now we're in the left wing corner, the near side. Greenway, seeing his first action back on the ice, gives it off to Lane. Callen picks the pocket, and now we'll give that across to Jake. Jake tries to get one on net, protecting the puck very well as Jake, but he cannot get something going for the Eagles. Christopher Brown, haven't seen him out on the ice in a while, gives it over to Savage, who tosses it gingerly in right off of McGuire, who was very lucky there that it only hit him in the pad.
McGuire was very shaky on that shot from center ice.
BU carries it into the zone. It looks like Moran fell over his own skate, may have blown a tire there. A big cheer of grumbles from the BU sideline, however, will get no call on that one. And now BU will go for the line change as BC looks to regroup. Savage will go cross ice indirect to Cangelosi. However, Cangelosi now loses it, but the puck will trickle to McCaution. Now here comes the Eagles. That's Casey Fitzgerald. Dumps it into the offensive zone. Behind the net is Cangelosi, trying to find his defenseman. Now McCaution into the corner. Gilmore goes behind the net, tries to throw it off, but Hickey, the defenseman for BU, steals it away, and now backhands it down. There will be no icing on the play. Case Fitzgerald, a very nice pass over to Conway, which is intercepted by Brian Diffley. However, Fitzgerald steals it once again, and now we will hold it behind the net, looking to regroup. Quick line change now by both sides as BC brings it up the ice. Here's a nice little move there by Colin White. He's unable to get anything there, although it looked like he had a great chance. Now BU quickly up the other side with a shot on, and that goes well wide. It was Jordan Greenway. And now BC gets another rush. That is White going into the corner up against Grizzly. And now BC unable to get something going here. Holds it inside the offensive zone are the Eagles. That is Fitzgerald. Willie, the puck shot, and that goes wide right. The puck will trickle down inside the BC defensive zone to be recovered by the alternate captain, Steve Santini. Now BU will carry it into the zone. Auskinen with a shot that goes over the net. BU, very smart, holding Austin over to Lane. That's a save by Demko. Picked it right out of the air as it was moving in slow motion. Unbelievable save by Demko.
Unbelievable bounce off the scansion there on that rocket shot. It just came right out in front, and nobody was ready for it. BU had an unbelievable chance, and Demko just stood tall there for the Eagles, facing his 23rd shot there, saved his 23rd shot.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Demko on that one, it was such a changeup coming at him, but he's able to stay true and just pick it out of the air. The stoppage with 12:22 left to play. Each team has a couple of chances. Still, it's not the same excitement as we had the first couple minutes where it was back of the game where it was back and forth. That being said, at the beginning of the period, about 3 minutes in, BC had a great opportunity with Alex Tuck, huge hustle play. He was coming down the wing, slid out, used his stick, and propelled it to the front of the net where Teddy Doherty had a breakaway, and he couldn't corral the puck. If he did, I think it would be 1-0 BC with how shaky Maguire's played.
You think Maguire's played shaky? He's saved 33 shots tonight, Connor. I would say he's been playing pretty well.
I think there's just been some plays that he's made that
this,
not
this
great.
Period.
This is the shakiest 33-save game I've ever seen, if we want to put it in that perspective. Obviously, a save to save.
Right, but the shot from the red line that he let get in on him,
there have been
and he
two
saved
or,
it with his foot.
There were two or three shots this game from about the red line, and he hasn't been able to clean them up very quickly or comfortably. And not only that, he's had some pretty juicy rebounds, and BC's just not crashing the net enough. But, you know, he has the shutout so far, so hard to knock him.
Well, the offensive zone faceoff for the Terriers will go away as the Eagles carry it up ice. Now the shot by Stanford directed aside by McAvoy, and Stanford gets taken down. Tuck tries to feed it in front. That will be grabbed by Bellargion. He'll hand it off to Morin. Now in the BU offensive zone, BC takes it away, looks to regroup. Stanford tries a pass over to Tuck, but Tuck misses that one as Grizzly picks his pocket. Really putting the pressure on now is Tuck. And here comes a little pass that almost came in front of Doherty. Doherty been having a little bit of trouble with his stick handling of late in this period. Stanford will gingerly toss that into the offensive zone. And that will be regrouped now by the Terriers. On the first line, Danny O'Regan, the alternate captain from Needham, Massachusetts, throws one on net for the Terriers. That one is turned aside by Demko. In the left wing corner, that puck trickles out, goes behind the net. McCaution with a quick pass over to Wood. And that one will go into the penalty box, and we will get a stoppage in play. 11:21 remaining here in the third period.
Yeah, just once again, a little bit of back and forth play there. I think BC's got to use their speed a bit more, try to quicken the pace, since I think the true value of what I've seen from Jerry York's teams is that they wear you down so much. So I think they got to use that to their advantage. I'd skate the Cangelosi line a little bit more out there, since I think they're just too fast.
Offensive zone faceoff won by the Terriers. That one will go indirect off the boards by Diffley. BC trying to carry it. However, this is taken. Now shot on net by Andren, and he will miss the net completely. Now BC tries to get it out of the zone. That's a big hit there on Wood. Wood falls to his knees, but manages to get it out. Over to Gilmore, who will have a one-on-one if he can carry it in. Decides to throw it into the offensive zone, and the BC will get a change. Here comes Wood. Almost picks the pocket behind the net of Andren. But now the pressure will let off for the Eagles. BU looks to get something going here. Carrying the puck up ice. Now they are not able to get anything out. But here now comes Oskinen. Oskinen will throw that over to Greenway. Greenway in the corner goes up against Santini. Now Grizzlick, the captain, looks for something. Throws it on net. Saved by Demko.
Doing a good job. Demko staying on top of the crease. He's got his angles down. Was able to get a good view of that puck and saved it pretty cleanly. No rebounds.
Now as BU's catching up in the shot total, it can't go without mentioning that Demko is having himself a game. 25 for 25 on saves. Looking really good out there for the Eagles.
All right, the offensive zone faceoff now for the Terriers is won by BU. They will skate around. That's Oskinen. He finds one Lane, and Lane just misses it. He had a wide open net, but BU still putting the pressure on. Lane in the right wing corner wheels it around. Gives that now, and that is stolen away by the Eagles. Ryan Fitzgerald has a undefeated man, and now he is unable to get it in the net. And that one will just trickle wide as we have a barrage of players falling down, and now it is stolen away by Greenway. Greenway has a chance, fires it well wide, and there is nothing going there. Demko takes a huge hit on that one.
Oh, Demko's down.
Demko is not moving whatsoever. It looks like Greenway hit him pretty hard, and he is down.
He went hard.
Guys, what an unbelievable turn of events there. Fitzgerald with the chance, and then it goes right up to Greenway, and neither of them are able to score. But I think the more pressing issue right now is Thatcher Demko on the ground. Trainers coming out to check him out. The backup goalie for the Eagles, that is Ian Mullins, is getting warmed up right now. And there are some very unfriendly chants going on from the Boston College faithful. Yeah. And Demko is still on the ground.
It's nobody's fault, that play. He went really hard in the net, as he should, and there was back pressure. I think my fear here with Demko is that he got a skate right into him. That's always the worry in those situations, is if you get hurt by skating. Ooh, he just got taken out of nowhere. I think it might have been hit his knee, since he didn't even see Greenway coming in that hard. Greenway has certainly made an impact in this game. This is the second time he's taken down Demko, right?
Yeah. Yeah, man. poor kid is just taking a beating back there. He is up, though. He's skating around. He wants to finish this game. You know, he's chasing Corey Schneider's shutout record for the Eagles. He's got nothing here, 9:51 to play. And he's got as much heart as this whole Eagles team does. They're playing. They want to win this game so bad. If you look at the hustle from all three of these lines, as Coach York has really, it seems, and correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like he's really started moving away from that fourth line, playing just the top three, I think, now as it gets to crunch time. But my God, and this kid, Milo's back on the bench. Thatch is looking to finish it, and Captain Teddy Doherty's going over to him, give him a pat on the head, and well-deserved.
Yeah.
What a hell of a game.
Yeah, and as I said, Milo's is really worst-case scenario here. He just came in. He's played in two games so far as a freshman with almost a 90 save percentage, so not too bad.
No, and those two games were against number one
Providence
at the time.
Yep.
Coming in as a spring enrollee, he's not the worst option, but certainly not what you want to see.
You don't want to put him in third game in a Beanpot Championship. So Thatcher Demko looks like he's going to stay in this game. And going back to your point, Quinn, I think Chris Kalman, I've liked what I've seen out of him. I don't know if they'd be able to put him on more shifts, but I think he's done a really good job at times sparking the Eagles' offense on the fourth line.
I'd rotate him
in there. I'm not so sure I'd put Jake and Brown in as much, but I think Kalman deserves a nod on either the third or second line occasionally.
I think they've been replacing Gaudreau a little bit. We haven't seen a ton of him this season.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if York puts Kalman up with White and Fitzgerald. I think that's a great tandem right there.
Yeah.
The three of them. So this will be interesting as we're down under 10 minutes to play with still no score in this Beanpot Championship game. Guys, doesn't get much better than this.
No.
Connor,
you talked about keeping the wood line out there with Cancelosi because they got so much speed. But if you're getting down to crunch time, I love this Tuck Doherty and Sanford line. Hustling more than any other line on the ice. Tuck with the back check. Sanford with the physicality.
Well, we'll get back under play here. BU wins the initial faceoff. However, Grizzlick tosses it well wide. And BC will carry it up the zone. 3-on-2 if they hurry. Sanford with a chance. Unable to get a shot. And now McAvoy will go up against Sanford. And that has his pocket picked. Now Daniel Regan, the alternate captain, throws it in the net. That'll whip around the boards. Doherty will go up against Now Regan has a shot. And that one is turned aside by Demko. Nice save there by Thatch. And here's O'Regan once again. Gives that over to McAvoy. McAvoy with a blast. And that goes well wide. And that one will ricochet out of play with 9:13 remaining here in the third.
We haven't talked about it too much, but some of BU's best opportunities, clear shots on the net, they've just missed wide. And it's happened a couple times in this third period, and they could have easily tied up the score there. With Demko just having gone down, that would have been a perfect opportunity for them to catch him a little bit off his game.
Absolutely, but he didn't miss a beat that first save, though it did provide a little bit of a rebound. BU couldn't capitalize. And then, of course, that one by McAvoy, the freshman who had the pivotal goal, the first goal in the game against Northeastern here last week, wasn't able to put that one on target and didn't give any tests to Demko.
Yeah, so as you said, Quinn, I think both teams now will be shortening up their lineups. I think BC can definitely skate their top three. For BU, I've really only, I've hardly ever seen the fourth line in this game with Moran, Phelps, and Kelly. They are almost exclusively keeping it to the top two, which is very interesting. You have three seniors and three freshmen on those two lines. Nothing in between there. And then as far as defensemen, it's the same deal. You're seeing so much of Grizzlick and McAvoy out there. An interesting senior-freshman tandem.
And it doesn't appear as though one fan has left this building this evening. Even though this has been quite the eventful and relatively long game, it still looks like BC and BU are packed to their britches. Homework does not matter this evening.
Yeah, well, for those who are catching their second game. This is about a six-hour event we're going on here. First one started at 4:30. We're at 10:15.
All right, well, BU will have an offensive zone faceoff here. Matt Lane up against Cangelosi. Cangelosi wins it, and now BC will headman that up. Goes back to Savage in the offensive zone. He'll go D to D, and now that trickles back into the BC defensive side. Demko behind the net will give it over now to Savage. Savage making a quick little pass. That one will be captured now by Gilmore. Gilmore tries to make a little move, but he's unable to get anything going. Now BU with the quick pocket pick. Here's Jordan Greenway. Carries that up ice. Throws it over to Lane. Lane gives it now to Oxenden with a shot, and that goes over the net. Now Brennan Hickey manages to get it, but that is intercepted by the Eagles. Coming quickly back up ice with the rush. Here's Cangelosi. We'll give it back with a blast on net, and that one will be saved. That was a nice shot there by Savage. Really a great trailing play and able to get a good shot. And now we will go for an icing with 8:26 remaining here in the third.
All the credit to McGuire on that one. He had wood crashing to give him the screen. Ended up knocking into him. That was a causation of a hit from a BU player. Unbelievable that he was able to see that and make the save.
And now it looks like we will get a timeout right now. That was David Quinn from BU given the timeout with 8:26 remaining here. The shots right now are 35 BC to BU's 27. But this has been quite a fantastic game, I must say. I can't say it enough. It doesn't get better than this. For a Beanpot Championship game, BC BU.
Yeah, well, historically we knew this one, I think, was going to be close. No question, team would get blown out. I thought there'd at least be a goal or two in the first two periods. I know how good of a goalie Demko is, but each of these teams have so much skill compared to the rest of college hockey. It's hard to fathom that they have gone scoreless so far in this game, but it just goes to show how much pressure and how much each shift counts in the Beanpot Championship.
Yeah, perhaps not the best game if you're a casual fan of hockey. Nothing. Not a lot of entertainment by way of goals. But as I said earlier, I think this has got to be one of the most entertaining nothing-nothing games I've seen in quite some time. You know, just both teams with a lot of skill. We saw it in the first period. It was more offensive skill. Now both teams are making equivalent mistakes and then showing flashes of skill at different times. But it's really just been fantastic. A great contest between two storied programs.
Well, with 8:26 remaining, we are more than halfway through the third period. You're listening to WZBC Newton, 90.3 FM. Casey Hague alongside Connor Hawley, Quinn Kelly. Scott Hill, our boy in the studio. Can't forget about him. Without him, this broadcast would not happen. Well, BC has an offensive zone faceoff that has quickly blown the whistle, and we will get a replay on that one. Taking the faceoff for the Eagles will be Ryan Fitzgerald going up against Jacob Forsbacka Carlson of the Terriers. BU wins the faceoff, and that one will be controlled over in the corner. No one has a decisive grip on that one. Carlson going up against Gaudreau. Gaudreau really fighting for it, and now Andren will grab that. Now here comes Carlson. Tries to throw it ahead for Andren, but Case Fitzgerald nabs it right out of the air. And now that one will be turned over. It looks like Carlson may have it, and there may have been a hook on that one. We're not going to get a call, but BU fans are really looking for that one. Demko tries to reach and grab the puck outside, but he is unable to do that as McCaution in a defensive zone passes that now up to Gaudreau. Gaudreau will just rifle it in. BU takes it in their own zone as BC gets a line change. In the near side boards, we have a little bit of a bad play there by the Eagles. Terriers will take over. That is Moran, who tries to skate it around the net. He'll throw it behind, and here comes Kim for the Eagles defense, steals it away. That's a great job by Grizzly Fair, keeping it into the offensive zone. And now Sanford will toss that down. He'll go chase after it up against McAvoy. And now, looks like they both have fallen on the puck, kind of on each other now. It's sitting just behind the net, no one able to grab possession of it. BU knocks it away, and now it looks like that will be Carpenter who grabs it for the Terriers. BC will skate it up ice. Doherty on the near side brings it across the blue line, taking a lot of pressure from McAvoy. And now that will be grabbed aside by Greenway. Greenway will carry it with a far pass to Lane, unable to get it. Lane skates in up against Savage, takes a hit, falls down his lane. And now they will try to slam it home. That is Oxenden. really pushing up against Demko. Demko stops it, and once again, we get a little scrum out front of the net, a few words said about someone's mama, and we have 6:40 remaining in this series.
I definitely think at this point of the game, these two teams are sick of each other, and you can see it there. But both know how important it is to stay out of the penalty box, so just trying to bait each other into doing something stupid. But veteran lines out there, they're not going to bite. There's 6:40 left to play.
Absolutely not. And you mentioned it hasn't been too many penalties in this game. Nice, clean game. They're going to settle it 5-on-5, hopefully.
Well, the offensive zone faceoff now for the Terriers is won by the Eagles. Able to toss that out. And here comes Gilmore, who tries to leave it off for Cangelosi, but Cangelosi will just skate up against a BU player. McCaution races down to get it, and Keith Fitzgerald will run in front of him to pick it up. Coming up with speed, Fitzgerald will throw it along to Wood, who grabs it from behind him. Nice little snag there. And now here's Fitzgerald, goes hard down. Ooh, and he has skate stepped on him right there. That did not look pleasant. Oh, and here's a shot at the point from the Eagles. That was McCaution with a big one. And Fitzgerald had another chance there, unable to get it by McGuire. A couple big saves there by McGuire. BC still has it in the offensive zone near the near side boards. That one will trickle out to Cangelosi. That's a quick little pass. Gilmore now to Cangelosi. They'll bring it across, but here it's stolen now by BU. That's Carpenter will bring it across. Like blast, and that one will go well wide. That one stays in play, but a quick turnaround now for the Eagles. Cangelosi gives it off to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald looks to center the pass. However, he's unable to get it by Hickey, and now Carpenter of the Terriers will bring it out. Across the blue line for the Terriers is a shot on goal, and that one is turned aside. And now BC will look to regroup as BU and BC both get line changes. Savage gives it off now to Callen, who just runs onto the ice right now, and that's White actually just getting on this. And no, that one's thrown out front, and that one was right in the crease, but McGuire slams his hand on it, and we'll get a stop and play with 5:15 to go here in the third period.
Great play there by Colin White, fresh onto the ice. He was trying to get on earlier. Cangelosi made a move to the bench, but then saw it was going to the defensive end, so White had to hop back onto the bench, comes on fresh there, and he's going down to the ice and still manages to throw it in on the crease, looking for Ryan Fitzgerald there. He really is a spectacular talent.
Yeah, a lot, and it's we've seen, I think, as the game's moved on, a lot of guys are going to the ice, slipping and sliding. It's been a gritty game, but also having trouble staying on their feet out there, going for pucks.
Well, as you certainly mentioned, Ryan Fitzgerald, a prospect of the Boston Bruins, hoping to play on this ice in his future. Of course, that would be a dream for the Malden Catholic North Andover native. He's not the only one, actually, in this game that has been drafted by the Bruins. Jacob Forsback at Carlson, freshman for the Terriers, is a Boston Bruins prospect. And same with Matt Grislick, the captain for BU out of Charleston. Now, wouldn't that be a dream come true? Just like we see Jimmy Hayes, the Dorchester native, playing for the Eagles right now, I imagine Matt Grislick dreams just as much as Ryan Fitzgerald of playing for the Bees.
Yeah, well, as you notice with basically any hockey teams, but particularly these two, when you look up and down their rosters, a lot of guys have been drafted, and I'm sure a lot of them will be seeing at an NHL team near you.
If you're a top Massachusetts prospect, there's really no choice for college hockey. If you got an offer from these two teams,
yeah,
it's one of the two.
Yeah.
So, as you said, so many kids from Massachusetts, but then so many kids also from Minnesota, which is a big hockey factory. You've got schools like Shattuck St. Mary's out there.
Well, the offensive zone faceoff now for the Eagles. Fitzgerald wins it. However, the Terriers will pick their pocket. Oxen and quickly up ahead to Greenway. Greenway carries it across the blue line. That will be stopped aside there. That's Savage. Greenway behind the net takes a hit from Savage. And that'll go over into the right wing corner boards of the Terriers' offensive zone. That one's collected by McAvoy. Over to Grislick on the left point. He'll throw that one. It'll flutter in, but falls just short. Now over in the corner, that's a BU player. Gives it to McAvoy. Now Grislick. Grislick little wide on that shot, hoping to get a rebound, but unable to find anything. Fitzgerald backhands it out for the Eagles, and Gaudreau, the nice little play, dumps it in, and the Eagles will get a change.
Almost a delay game penalty there for BC, putting it up over the boards in their own zone.
Now McAvoy, the defenseman, will carry it across and take a big hit from Santini. The Eagles will recollect the puck as Sanford goes up against Carlson. Now Sanford and Carlson up in the boards. Now here comes Stanford, wins the battle. He carries it across the blue line. One man coming. Here's Doherty and tries to give it off. Unsuccessful there. Danny O'Regan for the Terriers will command the puck. Now tries to bring it across, but Tuck picked his pocket. And once again, now here's BC with a chance. That is with a shot there by Doherty. Oh, and he's unable to get it by. That was a quick turn of events there for the Eagles. Now Doherty with the shot in front, unable to get it. Now Makasha blasts it on that. That was just missed by Stanford. Here's Tuck in the middle, takes a shot, and that one goes deflected wide by McGuire. Wow, what a great chance there by the Eagles.
They're the best line on the ice right now, the three of them. Just putting so many pucks towards the net, bodies on everybody. Heck of a job by the Tuck line.
And now the Eagles faithful, loud and clear, you can hear him. BC skates it up. I saw when that one is picked off. That is Moran who throws it, and that one will be called offside. And now we have a little scrum between Moran, and I believe that's Miles Wood. Ooh, and this one is certainly getting a little bit testy here with 3:20 remaining.
That's a bad play. After the whistle there, Moran shot the puck on Demko, which is a huge no-no in the rules of hockey. And Wood just came and let him know that he didn't like it. I think, however, this could be a penalty for BC. I'm not sure. I think if the refs have a good feel for this game, they won't put anybody into the box. But Wood came at him hard there.
No, certainly in a situation like that, you have to defend your goaltender. That shot was well after the whistle. Demko wasn't even looking at it. Right in on his leg. You know, obviously it's a tight situation here. 3:20 left. You don't want to take a penalty, but Miles Wood did what he needed to do there. Got to step up for the goaltender.
Well, we'll have a offensive zone or a offside spot face-off on the near side. That'll be won by Cangelosi. Now that's controlled by Kim of the Eagles. That puck will stay in the center ice as Bellargeon tries to throw it in. And now BC collects it behind their own net. That's Steve Santini, the alternate captain. Fires it indirectly, and that one will be missed there by Wood. Demko leaves one off. And now that's a far cross-ice pass for Wood, who tries to leave it off for Gilmore, but that one will be stolen away now. Oxton for the Terriers will try to bring it up. A little pass over to Grzyk, over to Lane with a shot, and that goes over the net. Now, still in the BC defensive zone, Gilmore will control it. They'll try to get something going here are the Eagles. And that was an Eagle trying to bring it in. Now Oxenden tries to carry it across. That is him going up against Steve Santini in the right wing corner. Santini not letting anything fly. And Santini goes down to the ground. Now McAvoy on the point, manages to keep it in, is Grzelcyk, and here's Lane streaking, and he's unable to get it in, and that one is a save by Demko. Unbelievable there. There's a couple players laying on top of Demko's pads. That's Santini, it looks like. I can't see the Terrier player, but it looks like we will get a little slowdown and play as the Eagles maintain it behind them. 2 minutes of play here in the third period. No score in this Beanpot Championship game. Brian Fitzgerald brings it to the offensive zone. He is behind the net. Now the Eagles control it. Here is a shot. Oh, with a chance. That's Casey Fitzgerald coming in. Oh, and he throws it out front, but there's no one there to put it home. And that's Andre going up against Colin White. White steals it away, and now we're going to get a rush by the Terriers. Danny O'Regan goes a little indirect off the boards to himself, and now here's a chance and a save by Demko. Eagles able to turn it around now coming up ice. Here's the Eagles losing it, and now O'Regan once again touches up with the puck. Stanford will be going up against Carlson. Now Stanford picks Carlson's pocket, almost with a chance, tries to pass it over, but it's hit off Hickey's skate. Whew, Carlson will toss that right in, and we'll get a change from both sides. Now Casey Fitzgerald will give that off to Stanford in their off defensive zone. Seeing up the ice now will be Doherty. He'll try to get it in as you hear 1 minute remaining in the period. 1 minute in this third period. Now BU looks to get a rush. Here comes Carpenter. Gives that over to Bellargeon, who can't get it into the zone. Now McCaution will control it for the Eagles in the defensive zone, looking for a rush. He'll take a big hit there, and now the puck will just sit in middle ice. Cangelosi tries to get it, and that's Greenway pushing hard against McCaution. That's Cangelosi now, who will give that on to another Eagle. Now Gilmore tries to get it. Cangelosi steals that. Tried to feed it out into the middle of the ice was Gilmore, and that was stolen away by Greenway. That'll go behind the net. Demko stops it there. Gives it over to Santini. 16 seconds to go in this third period. No score now. Here comes Cangelosi. Gives it off to Miles Woods. And we will have 10 seconds remaining behind the BU goal. BU will try to skate it up. And it looks like BC will try to rifle it on. 4 seconds to go here in this third period. And with that chance not going for the BU's way, we are going to overtime here in the Bean Pot. Guys, does it get any better than this?
I'm not sure it does. It's sudden death. Arch rivals, Bean Pot doesn't get much better than this. So we will, nothing like this. This is only the only other time you get this during the year is Stanley Cup playoff.
My God, in the 15 minute, they're giving them the full break between periods. This is the finals. There is no stopping right now. We are headed to the break of dawn, boys. I hope everybody's packed some sleepover gear because it doesn't look like anything's getting by either of these two goaltenders. 38 saves for McGuire, 29 for Demko, both playing spectacularly in the face of some serious threats there late in that third period. Unbelievable job, and man, if you've got the time to stay for it, I suggest you do. It is going to be a finish for the ages here in the Garden.
Yeah, and especially towards the end of that period, it was such back-and-forth play, a lot of great opportunities. Each team had a chance to put home the game winner, but instead the goalies stand on their heads, and we're going to overtime here.
Well, gentlemen, there's only one thing we can be sure about in this game. There will be a 1-0 final score. Whoever wins, well, that is yet to be determined. If you want to hear the overtime of this game, tune in within the next 13 minutes. We're going to send it back to Scott Hill in the studio. BC, BU, Beanpot Championship game going to overtime. Take it away, Scott.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. A very exciting game. Excited to go to overtime. I'll play some more sweet music for you while we wait for the overtime period to begin. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott again. I've grown tired of that music selection, so we're going to look at something else. I'm not really sure what we were just listening to, but it made my skin crawl. One moment. This looks like a nice disc. Let's see what the geographers have to offer. Alrighty, everybody, about to put on the geographers. Sit back and enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Here at TD Garden, Boston College, Boston University, going into overtime here in the 64th annual Bean Pot Championship game. Casey Haig alongside Quinn Kelly and Connor Hawley. Gentlemen, this has been an unbelievable matchup with no score into this first overtime period. What's this going to have to be if one of these teams wants to be the championship? Connor, we'll start with you.
I think it's going to be a fluke goal, to be perfectly honest. Nothing in this game has been really pretty. I'm guessing it's going to be a deflection, maybe off of 10 guys and the goaltender, to end this game. Just seems like nothing, like the puck doesn't want to go in the net tonight. That's just what it seems like.
No, they're just going to have to keep throwing it on net, and throwing it on net. So many shots in this one, 38 and 29 for the Eagles and Terriers respectively. But as we mentioned, I mean, if we look at our stat sheet, we've got 64 and 61 shots attempted, just far fewer of those actually made it on net.
Yep.
But a lot of pucks at the net.
Well, the faceoff will come to center ice. It'll be Austin Cangelosi up against Jakob Forsbackel Carlson, the one now by the Terriers. Grizzlick, the captain, will be intercepted now by Cangelosi. Cangelosi throws it, gives it off to Gilmore, throws it on net, saved by McGuire. Already a shot, 9 seconds in, gentlemen.
Yeah, that's what you exactly want for
if you're the Eagles. It's all about, at this point, keeping it in the opposing team's zone, because if that happens, A, you'll never be scored on. Eventually, you'll find a goal.
Cangelosi loses the faceoff to Carlson. That'll be collected now behind the net for McAvoy. McAvoy will give that up to Carlson, who will carry it across the blue line. Now that will be Carlson. Once again, O'Regan now grabs it for a beauty. He'll try to whip it around, but that'll just be picked up by Casey Fitzgerald of the Eagles. He'll try to throw it up front, intercepted by the Terriers. That one will float back down towards McGuire. Now BU will control the puck, but that one is knocked down by Gilmore. Gilmore tries to hand it off to White, and that one is unable to go. Now Greenway for BU, heading the other way with Oxen and Charlie. They get 3-on-2, and that one goes saved by Demko. That one's thrown out front, and that one, no one able to get it. Looking for Lane there, unable to get it now for the Terriers. Well, Brian Fitzgerald will try to carry it up. That will be knocked in, sent by Gaudreau. That one will fall back out now. McCaution goes D to D over to Fitzgerald to the near side, attempting to bring it in. There's Ryan Fitzgerald, tosses in. Now Hickey will go up in the corner. Here's that White, actually, now in the right-wing corner boards. Gaudreau controls it for the Eagles. Tries to throw it back, but Greenway of the Terriers grabs it at the top of the circle. He'll try to get it, but he's unable to. Ryan Fitzgerald whips it back around. Now White will try to center it, however, he's unable to. And that one will be stopped by McGuire. It looks like the puck is loose. The puck is loose out front of the net. We cannot see it, but it looks like the whistle has been blown. And we will get a stoppage in play with 18:36 remaining in this overtime period.
Casey, you are one excited fella here. I don't blame you either. For those of you at home, he's jumping up and down. You have the right guy to be doing play-by-play tonight. But right there was just a puck squirted out in front of the net. And refs never called a whistle because McGuire never had it, simply. And just didn't go in. So we got an offensive zone faceoff.
Well, we're going to have an offensive zone faceoff, as you mentioned, Connor, and I may be jumping up for a very long time, depending on how long this game goes. And Moran will carry it up now as the Terriers won the faceoff. He'll throw it in, and that one will be recollected by Belargion of the Terriers. Now behind the net, Stanford has a few men going after him. He'll kick it over to Doherty on the near side board. Doherty tries to throw it up to Tuck, but that one, now it'll skip behind Summerby. Summerby able to whip it behind him, and that one will go up now in the BC defensive zone. Santini makes a nice little pass over to Stanford. Stanford gives it to Tuck. Tuck with a shot. Oh! Oh! Tuck scores! Eagles win! The Eagles have won the 2016 Fiend Pot Championship! What a goal by Alex Tuck! The Eagles have won! The Eagles have won! What an incredible game here! And Tuck scores the final goal as McGuire saved 30 shots, but he couldn't save the 31st.
What a goal by Tuck. Great read going into the zone. Just picked the top corner and just completely beat McGuire on the blocker's side. What a goal by Tuck. Great game here. Just 2 minutes in and BC wins.
Well, it wasn't a fluke goal. It was an absolute rocket from Tuck. Just picking upper 90, finding the twine, and he is screaming at the student section. This team is amped up. The students are amped up, and it is quite a scene at the Garden right now. Unbelievable win for the Eagles here.
And it looks like that banner for BU up in the Garden for winning last year's Beanpot is coming down. The new banner for BC in place. What a great game, guys.
Wow, that was just an unbelievable game, gentlemen. And just to think how Tuck, able to whip it around, throws it just above the left pad of McGuire, and no one is able to stop a rifle going that fast. What an incredible game for the Eagles, and they truly deserved it.
Absolutely. Couldn't have happened to another line. They really played like the best line out there the entire game. Tuck, I really think, had the best game, obviously culminating in that goal. He was strong on the back check, strong on the forecheck, created some of the few opportunities that BC really had to put one home. And then at the end of the day, the sensational sophomore, the Minnesota Wild draft pick, able to find the back of the net. Congratulations to the Eagles here, and congratulations to Alex Tuck.
Well, I think it goes to show that the Terriers did not give up at any point in this game. And it has to go to see that they played such a great game and for the Eagles. I mean, 6 Beanpot titles in the last 7 years, and now it's their 20th of all time, only 10 short of BU. I see that record could be coming very soon to Chestnut Hill if the Eagles continue their dominance in these Beanpot games that they have experienced in these past 7 years. for BU, you just got to say that there was nothing more that they could have done.
No, it's just that one goal. That's all it takes sometimes to separate these two teams. There wasn't much at all separating them in this game, but just that Alex Tuck goal, and what a finish. I thought this could go on for a while, but you could see coming out of the gates, BC really wanted to end this one early. They didn't want to let the Terriers hang around at all, put on a lot of pressure, and they deserve all the credit in the world. But BU played a great game, too. I definitely think they are less skilled than BC, don't have as much talent, in my personal opinion, although that's most likely biased. but great game from both teams.
Unbelievable.
Well, if you look at the overall shots tonight, BC 42, BU 30, and just a minute 57 into the first overtime period, it was the Eagles taking away 1-0. And we thought this could possibly be just a ricochet that goes in. But it looks like it was more than that. Tuck, very well-placed puck on that shot, able to get it right over the pads of McGuire, and nothing should be taken away from McGuire. BU played an incredible game as BC grabs their bean pot and gets that nice little picture all together that I'm sure will be plastered on the front page of not only the Heights, the Herald, but also the Globe this upcoming week. And you can certainly find it plastered on our website, WZBCSports.com, as we are the only student broadcasting team bringing you live coverage of BC sporting events. As we see Boston College now, the 2016 Bean Pot Champions. Guys, just an incredible night. I mean, there's not really much more to say. BC, I think, really earned it.
Yep, just a great game, as we said, from both teams. They just grinded this one out. It wasn't pretty at all points, but Demko really played an exceptional game. He came in when he needed to, and despite getting injured, played a huge role in the Eagles' win. And then, as you said, Quinn, the whole game, the Doherty-Sanford-Tuck line had a great mix of skill and physicality there that allowed BC to put themselves over the top, but just an unreal final. Didn't expect much less, though.
Absolutely. I mean, Tuck, one of the best players on this team, has taken a backseat to the likes of Colin White and Miles Wood, the freshmen that have come in this year and been so fantastic, but when it counted most, he showed up. He put the team on his back there on that last one, just a rifle of a shot. Unbelievable goal. And, you know, hats off to Sean McGuire, as we said. He was able to stop the first 41 shots, but the 42nd wasn't able to get it done. Thatch with 30 saves. Unbelievable job by him as well. Congratulations to the Eagles. And really, just one of the best games that the Eagles have been given by anybody in BU today.
And I think it's really great to see BU standing along the blue line. And I think David Quinn is making them watch this.
Well, they have the tournament awards and whatnot, and some BU players, I'm sure, are going to be involved in that. They usually do this every year.
Well, I think it also goes to show that they're trying to burn this into their heads, that this loss is something that they want BU to remember down the road. Who knows when these teams may meet again, possibly in the playoffs. And I think that's what Dave Quinn is really expecting. But overall, an incredible, incredible game.
Yep, you can't say anything more than that. It was just a thrill calling this game. Shout out to Scott Hill in the studio as you're listening to WZBC Newton. That's it. I got nothing else to say here.
Yeah, no,
just a great
incredible
game.
Pleasure to broadcast. Thank you to you both. And it was really such an honor, such a lovely time up here in the Garden. Congrats again to the Eagles. Just so much pride in BC right now. Hard to feel anything but absolute joy for this team. And as I said, an absolute pleasure to be a part of this program.
Well, as you said, from the Garden tonight, BC beats BU in the Beanpot Championship game. If you like what you heard tonight, follow us on Instagram or Twitter at WZBC Sports. You can also check out our new website, WZBCSports.com. We will be broadcasting the BC basketball game against the University of North Carolina tomorrow night. You can hear that at 8 o'clock on this very same station, WZBC Newton, 90.3 FM. And as they celebrate for McGuire, it looks like he does receive the best player, most likely the MVP of this tournament, which is certainly something that he deserves.
Are you real? Hello, hello. This is the Green Program. For those of you expecting the Green Program and getting some college hockey hosted by the kids from South Park, or what sounded like it, I'd like to apologize. BC runs the Bean Pot. BC runs the Bean Pot. When it happens, it's a hockey game that happens between like a bunch of the major universities, and I guess BC won tonight, but which is cool. But it was supposed to end before our show started, but it didn't because the TD Bank North Garden lost power because of the snowstorm, and they were out of power for like half an hour. So, and then the game went in overtime. So here we are, an hour late, but we are here. We got the. It is I, Kibbles. We also have joining us the Ray Charles of twerk music himself, DJ Ironic, and we also have arguably one of the most we should definitely argue about it. He also wants to argue about this. We have arguably one of the most sensual and moist mixers in the greater Boston area, Mr. Sarge GP. I gotta say, my mixes are not as moist as his. Like, I take pride in the crispiness of my mixes, but they will never be as moist. You know, I don't know if he took a page out of DJ Julia Child's book. I don't know, but he's got it. Right now, you're listening to Spangle. I thought Spangle would mix very nicely with the hockey commentary, you know. As if you, like, you know, Maybe something was in your extra large Coca-Cola at the hockey game, and you just went into the Amazon forest, into the deeper vibes of Spangle. So we'll figure it out. I think it looks like, given the logistics, Sarge GP will be playing first. I'm gonna assume followed by Ironic, and then myself, or maybe we'll switch it up. I don't know, but you'll hear Sarge GP very shortly. All right, this is the Green Program on 90.3 FM WZBC in Newton, Massachusetts.